Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat open at 9.88, up 16.5 on the open. May, 9.65, up 10. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat open at 9.68, up 16 on the open. May, 9.61, up 15. July, 7.77, up 7.5. And then over in the corn pit, March corn opened at 4.34 1/4, up 2 1/4 on the open. May, 4.44 1/2, up 1 3/4. July, 4.53, up 2 1/2. September, 4.50 1/4, up 2 3/4. December, 4.50 1/2, up 2 1/4. March of 2009, 4.56, up 2. May, 4.59, up 2. July, 4.63, up 3 on the open. January soybeans opened at 11.57 1/2, up 7 3/4 on the open. March, 11.76, up 7 1/2. May, 11.87 1/2, up 4. July, 11.92, up 6 1/2. November, 10.60, up 7 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 3.23, up 50 on the open. March, 3.30, up 1.50. January soybean oil opened at 46.50, up 29 on the open. March, 47, up 15. CME live cattle opened at 93.30, up 12.5 on the open. January feeders, 105, down 15. February lean hogs, 59.75, down 7.5. And February bellies, 87.90, down 15, all on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we get into some particulars this morning, I would like to get from you your thoughts on how 2007 has been in the grains.
Well, it's been not only a bin buster yields in East Central Illinois, we've had bin buster prices. So it's been a winning year, and I think one that I'll humbly remember, all my life, because, it has been a big banner year for agriculture in the central part of the state.
Let's get to particulars, and we see all across the complex we're firmer today.
Yeah, three things. The latest weather forecast is definitely wetter for the Argentine-Brazil area for this weekend into next week. The other thing, of course, ethanol stocks are trading higher. The president signing the energy bill, and we are seeing soybeans and corn and wheat trade higher. Basically, there's a lack of real big news other than the fact that the commodity funds continue to be aggressive buyers in the grain complex. The market did see some slowdown in some of their buying yesterday, but as of this morning's early trade, it is on the strong side.
Has the Federal Reserve done enough for the subprime mortgage mess when they made their announcement last week about sort of being an investment banker and helping out internationals? Or is this still all going to come home to roost in the first quarter next year?
I think that without a doubt we're going to see an economic slowdown in the United States, and also probably a little scarier is that it'll also affect the world, and particularly China. We buy a lot of products from China, and if we slow that down, it'll even hiccup over there. I think the big question is the Fed is probably doing two things. They've lowered interest rates. They've opened special windows of opportunity for the very large money center players to come and borrow money for 28-day periods and 30-day periods to finance some very big money flows. The other big thing that we're looking at the Fed, the Treasury Department is starting a project in which we're seeing basically the people that can extend loans that are that can't pay a higher rate, so to speak, extend it for a I think a 5-year time frame. It's a big problem. I don't think the Fed is going to lower interest rates anymore. I think they're going to use spatial projects of direct funding to the big money center players in order to contribute major problems. A lot of people just say it's a problem that they should just let the big Merrill Lynch's and Bear Stearns and people like that go on and just take, you know, suffer the consequences in Citibank. But the problem is the Fed realizes that these are the people that handle the money supply and handle a lot of our money and trading, and it's probably too big an industry to let go down because, you know, the laws of our country are designed to protect the big money center banks and banking in general. So it's a big part of the overall equation, and I don't think the central bank or the Congress or president's even going to consider letting these big players go down. So, but it is a major problem, and it is scary at this time.
Does it provide a cold shoulder or a cooling influence after the first of the year when we are supposed to see, quote-unquote, the grain war start to heat up?
You know, I think that the grain war, so to speak, and you know, I think you're interpreting which commodity gets planted. I think the big thing here is that definitely it's an economic slowdown. I think that the dollar doesn't necessarily have to go down any, or crude oil needs to go up any, based on the way that the Fed and the Treasury Department and the U.S. government tackles the problem. So, but I think the best thing is that we know that with these high energy prices, it has had a calming influence on the U.S. economy, and it is also having an influence on the world economies. The cost of buying and delivering grain around the world has just jumped enormously and is taxing the end user as well as these subprime interest rates. So, you know, it's a major problem, and the money supply just isn't there to provide a lot of extra fluff in the economy right now.
All right, let's let you put on your hat, which has when you shine up the old crystal ball, and tell us what you believe the trade will do when they come back from the holidays in just the window between coming back and the January reports.
Yeah, you know, and this is based on good rainfall in Argentina and Brazil. A couple of things we do think, the large acreage increase in production of new acres going into production, I think, is going to take place in South America. Brazil is, basically these $10, $11 beans is awakening a big giant down there, and in the years to come, you're going to see a big expansion in acreage. Also, there's been, you know, since Thanksgiving, the weekend host did point out, one of the commentators there, I think his name is Huckabee with the Lynn Group, indicated that after Thanksgiving there was a tremendous acreage increase in wheat planted, particularly in the Deep South. And I think after calling several people, I think that's very definitely true. With normal weather, we're going to see tremendous acreage in wheat and a big wheat supply. The big factor here is that, they're price of corn and soybeans are going to stay pretty stable in here, but at the present time, there's a lot of fluff and push in the marketplace based on high energy and high demand and, you know, tight supply. So we do have a lot of pretty high-priced commodities built into this program already.
So price is well supported into the January reports?
You know, I think so. And, the whisper is, will we see a surprise number as far as a big reduction in corn stocks or bean stocks or anything like that? And I really don't think so. From what I can tell, you know, the corn and soybean yields were pretty darn good around here.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, and always nice talking to you, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. The current tick, March wheat, $9.80 and a half up 9. July, $8.50 up 7. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, $9.64 up 12. July, $7.77 up 7 and a half. March corn, $4.33 and three quarters up 1 and three quarters. May, $4.44 and a half up 1 and three quarters. December, $4.51 and three quarters up 3 and a half. January beans, $11.54 and a half up 4 and three quarters. Novies, $10.62 and a half up 9 and a half. January soybean meal, $3.22.40 down 10. January soybean oil, $46.52 up 31. Scott Althoff's two-state forecast today calls for partly to mostly sunny skies and highs of 32 to 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows of 20 to 34. Tomorrow, northern and central sections mostly cloudy with some areas of drizzle. In southern sections, cloudy with some light rain showers and highs from 35 to 50. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.